Hey, Gary.
304PXB. Hello, Gary and Patrick.
Patrick, how are y'all this afternoon?
I'm good. I just got off 85 on the 26, heading north, so I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Doing good. I'm getting ready to get off the 85 parking lot on the Highway 14, so I'm definitely doing good.
Well, good, and I hadn't been on 85. Hope I don't have to get on 85, to be honest with you. I'm over here on the back roads in Pickens County, not far from the house.
Wouldn't be on 85 either, but I had to go pick up a freight delivery down at ABF over there off of 101.
I guess I'm the unlucky one. I have to drive it every day.
But twice a day. I drove it to work and from work every day for 20 years, going from Easley over to Highway 101 over at Greer-Duncan area. And I don't miss it a bit, I'll be honest with you.
I've done the same thing. I've been with Spartanburg County just short of my 20th year, so I've done the same thing day in and day out for 20 years, so I know how you feel. Sometimes they're good days, and sometimes it's just beyond horrible.
Floyd, carry on. I'm having trouble receiving y'all right now, so I'm going to step over the side, and I'll try to listen a little bit, but you both have a good day, and 73 to both of you, KO4HX. I'm clear.
You have a safe trip home to the house. Be careful going up 26. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll talk to you after a while sometime, maybe. KO4HKX, KI4DOS, M3. Go ahead, Lloyd.
So what gets you on the roads in the Pickens area?
Me and the wife normally eat out on Thursday night. That's been going on for quite a number of years. And she asked me, I was outside working in the yard. She came out and braved the chilly air. I won't say it's cold, but it's just getting pretty chilly. And she said, are we eating out, or you want me to go in here and cook something? I said, well, what day is it? She said, Thursday. I said, well, I guess we're eating out.
Yep, that is always a good thing to do, is get out and enjoy not having to cook. And my wife normally do that, like I said, about twice a week. And so other than that, we're just so busy, because normally we get home about 6 or 6:30. And then my three-year-old daughter's pretty much, if we take her out much past that, being a three-year-old after playing in daycare all day, and the restaurants will charge us extra.
I don't know if I'd want a three-year-old right now, but anyway, congratulations on that. And, they can be a handful. I've got, my grandchildren are teenagers now, and I still wonder how in the world they've got so much energy. I told a friend of mine, if I had as much energy as a three-year-old's got, you couldn't tie me down.
Yep, my two other natural children are 26, and when the three-year-old was probably about 8 weeks old, the girl that was in foster care with us a long time ago, she didn't have a place to stay in Georgia, so we let her come back here to stay so she could, you know, start a new life in South Carolina. But her cheese slid off the cracker and just didn't want to do anything, so I gave her the ultimatum to ship up or ship out, and she left, but left the baby with us. So I've had her since, you know, me and my wife have had her since she was 8 weeks old, and so we're truly the only parents that she knows, and we're getting probably waiting on the final word to be able to adopt her, because they've already terminated. The mother and the father's unknown.
Well, a lot of luck on that. I really do. I hope you do get custody of the three-year-old permanently, and that'll make things even better. But I understand her, y'all being the only parents that she's ever known, so to speak, and, well, that's, you know, I feel sorry for children, you know, when their parents can't get along or, you know, don't, you know, kind of abandon them. But that it came from a long time ago when I was in California in the Navy. This was back in, 1970. We had some friends in the church, and this young lady came to church with them one night, and young people. And the little girl was not dressed to suit some of the people. It didn't matter to me what she had on because she was in church. But I asked her what she was doing out all by herself, and she said, well, Mom and Dad gave me $20 and told me not to come back home till tomorrow.
Well, like I said, my personal thought on that one, I don't consider either one of those two people that said that as a parent. Those are, you know, just a contributing factor to her birth, not anything that would classify as a parent.
That statement, they were biological donors, I guess. But anyway, the little old young lady, she was I don't know, 13, maybe 14 years old at the time. And, you know, to put a child that age out, on, you know, tell them to go out and not come back till the next day, you know, it's no wonder that we have what we have going on nowadays.
You're not kidding, because at this day and time frame, she is a predator's haven, and she just would be so easy for a sexual predator or somebody that wanted to traffic her to another country, just would be too easy.
But like I said, that was 40 years ago or better. So I'm hoping things have gotten a little better out there since then, but you never know. It doesn't seem like it's gotten much better around here, though.
No, it really hadn't, like I said. And unfortunately, there's horror stories about the foster parents only doing them having foster kids for the money. And because me and my wife saw a lady that we knew that she was a foster parent. And, yeah, she said that she had just got her fourth child. And the classification of the child that she had, the children that she had, she was getting $900 a piece for these children, and she was dressed in the nines, and the kids didn't have, you know, good clothes on, and she was buying, you know, huge steaks and just fancy food. And my wife said, we told her, said, why don't you get food that's going to last a while instead of buying, you know, huge cuts of steak and, you know, buy meat, potatoes and stuff like that to where the food's going to last a while.
Fortunately, there's a lot of that going on, folks out there, just for the almighty dollar, which is not really right. But I guess in a case like that, maybe, at least I would hope so. I don't know that they do. With the foster parents spending money on clothes and other stuff that, you know, for herself or themselves, instead of doing it for the children. But it's a sad state any way you look at it. Lloyd, I'm fixing to pull into the restaurant over here. Enjoyed talking with you. I'm get back on here a minute when I get back out of the restaurant. You have a safe journey on towards the house. And enjoy talking with you this afternoon. Hope to do it again real soon. KO4PXB, KI4DOS Mobile.
Hopefully I didn't put a damper on your day, but that's just what I normally deal with on a daily. So it's KO4PXB. Take it easy, Gary.
There, Lloyd, and if you ever need an ear to listen, give me a call. Talk to you later. KI4DOS Mobile, be clear for a few minutes.